Democrat Dan McCready still trails Republican Mark Harris by 905 votes in North Carolina's 9th congressional district race. But McCready scored a partial victory in court yesterday. Rusty Jacobs has more.
Attorneys for Mark Harris filed a motion seeking court-ordered certification of his election victory. Before its dissolution last month, the state elections board refused to certify the congressional race because of alleged absentee ballot tampering by Harris campaign operative McCrae Dowless. The board launched an investigation and at first scheduled an evidentiary hearing for December, then, after some delays, for January 11th. But another court in another case dissolved the elections board, throwing the uncertified race and related investigation into limbo. Attorney David Friedman represents Mark Harris.
So we came here because of all that was our next legal procedure, to come to Superior Court.
Harris's legal team argued that since the board was disbanded, the court should order certification of Harris's victory, even if a new board formed under a law taking effect January 31st completes the investigation and holds an evidentiary hearing. Again, David Friedman.
We were not trying to short-circuit the investigation, which is why we've met and complied with subpoenas that were no longer in existence.
Judge Paul Ridgway ruled that it's the election board's authority to investigate and resolve such contested elections, and that the delay caused by the election board's dissolution did not take away that authority, especially when a new board would be appointed soon. Aaron Simpson is communications director for Dan McCready's campaign.
The most important thing is and continues to be that the people of North Carolina have a full and complete investigation into election fraud that took place in North Carolina's 9th district.
Harris's team and state Republicans are adamant the number of votes in question is not enough to change the outcome of the election. The Elections Board and the McCready campaign say that under the law, the issue is whether irregularities occurred to such an extent that they cast doubt on the election's fairness. The question in yesterday's court hearing was more narrow. Should the judge order certification before the investigation is complete? The answer, no. McCready campaign spokesman Aaron Simpson.
Well, I hope that we are one step closer to a conclusion.
Whatever happens with the elections board, the Democrat-led U.S. House can investigate the 9th District race under its own authority. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.